Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Unipetrol first quarter 2017 financial results conference call. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Robert Pechel, Investor Relations Manager. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon to everyone from Prague. Let me welcome you to our quarterly conference call today dedicated to the first quarter 2017 financial results. As usual, we will go through the presentation, and after the presentation, we will open the floor for the questions. The key speakers today will be Mr. Miroslav Kastelík, the CFO of the group.
Good afternoon.
Myself, Robert Pechel, the IR manager. We can now move to the presentation. Let's start with the slide number four, on which we are giving the key highlights of this quarter. Starting with the macro environment, the Czech GDP kept growing in the fourth quarter 2016 by 1.9% year-on-year, with a further increase to 2.2%, which is estimated in the first quarter 2017. The crude oil price increased by 58% year-on-year to $54 per barrel. Refining model margin increased by 10% year-on-year to $4 per barrel. On the other hand, petrochemical model margin decreased by 7% year-on-year to 825 euro per ton, however, increased by 8% quarter-on-quarter. The steam cracker unit was shut down for preventive maintenance purposes in February. All key units are back in operation now. Volume of processed crude oil went up by 35% year-on-year, thanks to stable operations of both refineries. Refining utilization ratio increased from 66%-88% year-on-year, with the refining sales volume slightly increased by 3% year-on-year to 1.6 million tons. Finally, Benzina further increased its market share to 18.1%. It's worth to mention that Unipetrol Group announced a strategy in March this year, and as well as the EBITDA LIFO profoundly increased year-on-year by 3.6 billion Czech crowns, out of which 2.6 billion Czech crowns coming from regular operations and 1 billion Czech crowns recognized for the FCC unit accident insurance claim in the financial results. The net cash position decreased by 5.1 billion Czech crowns year-on-year, resulting from increased financing needs of working capital and capital spendings. Now let's move to slide number six, with the detailed general macro environment analysis. As it was already said, the Czech GDP keeps growing, and it's still above the Eurozone. The stable level of business confidence and slight decrease in the consumer confidence can be seen in March 2017. Czech crown still stable in the first quarter as the Czech National Bank terminated the FX cap regime at the beginning of April. Czech crown appreciated against the US dollar to 25.3 Czech crowns to US dollar in March. Diesel consumption in Czech Republic increased by 3% year-on-year, and the gasoline consumption remains stable. On the slide number seven, we can see the increase in crude oil price by $20 per barrel, representing the increase of 58% to $54 per barrel. The Brent crude differential decreased by 19% year-on-year to $2.1 per barrel, and the refining model margin increased by 10% to $4.0 per barrel. The petrochemical model margin decreased by 7% year-on-year to 825 euro per ton, however, increased by 8% quarter-on-quarter. Now we can move to financial and operating results, and I will hand over to Mr. Miroslav Kastelík. Please, Mike, go ahead.
Thank you, Robert. Starting from slide number nine, where we are presenting our financial results. The revenue increased by 69% year-on-year, and it was driven mainly by the higher level of the crude oil prices, as well as the much higher petrochemical products sales volume, thanks to the restored operation of the steam cracker unit and additional sales volume of Spolana. It's worth, of course, to mention that having almost regular operation, we were able to maintain our production volume at the almost normal level, except the steam cracker shutdown, which was mentioned before. But all in all those things allowed us to increase the profound EBITDA LIFO to the level of $3.6 billion. Out of this $3.6, $1 billion was recognized for the FCC accident insurance claim. And the LIFO impact has the positive effect, $354 million. All in all, the regular accounting EBITDA was at the level of almost $4 billion. We had slightly negative results from the financial operation, mainly due to the appreciation Czech crowns to US dollar. All in all, at the bottom line, we have the very solid net profit at the level of $2.8 billion at the end of the first quarter, compared to the loss which we had the same period of time last year. Now, moving to the operating profitability by segments. Of course, the majority of our operating profits are coming from the downstream segment, so EBITDA LIFO was in downstream at the level of $3.4 billion. We also enjoy very good result as for the first quarter in retail segment, $265 million. When we take a look how those segments change year-on-year, we notice a significant increase in operating profitability in downstream, $3.3 billion. And of course, $2.2 was driven mainly thanks to the restored operation of the steam cracker unit. And also, we have better and increased profitability in retail segment by $64 million year-on-year. Now, moving to slide number 11, when we are presenting the EBITDA in LIFO for downstream segment, you see that on the chart that that was the best first quarter in five years time horizon. That was mainly thanks to the much higher volume which was coming from the restored operation of the steam cracker unit. Also, it's worth to mention that we have positive contribution of Spolana. From the Spolana volume, it was much better than we expected compared to what we planned during the acquisition time. And also, we had stable refining sales volume. All in all, the positive impact from the higher volume was $2.7 billion. $1 billion is coming from the accident insurance claim for FCC units. And it's worth to mention that those two positive things factors offset the negative impact of macro, which was on the level of $647 million. Now, moving to the subsegment of refining, subsegment of our downstream, and a few words about the operational data. So, sales volume remain stable at the level of 1.6 million tons. But it's worth to mention that, of course, the sales volume are coming from our production. So part of the volume which we had to sell in the first quarter last year was related to the refining products, however, which was normally dedicated for the feedstock for the steam cracker. So, of course, it improves our profitability. Also, we had a much higher level of proceeds crude oil, 1.9 million compared to the first quarter when we had 1.4, and of course, again, this is it's coming from the almost full utilization of the refinery in Litvinov, having in mind that we had limited operation last year due to the steam cracker shutdown. And of course, last year we also had the turnaround in Litvinov. So, of course, those two things limited our operational availability during the first quarter last year. So, all in all, the utilization ratio increased significantly to the level of 88%. Now, moving to the next slide, where we are describing the operational data for the petrochemicals. We have a significant increase of volume by 136% year on year, mainly due to the polyethylene sales went up by 185% to the level of 63 kilotons, and polyethylene sales up by 97% to the level of 72 kilotons. And already mentioned additional sales volume of Spolana, which we didn't have in the first quarter of 2016. The steam cracker utilization ratio at the level of 65%, lower than the previous, lower than the last quarter of 2016, because we faced the preventive maintenance shutdown in February. Now, moving to the retail segment, retail is continuing a positive trend, also the best first quarter in 5 years' time. We generated in the segment 265 million, better by 64 compared to the first quarter 2016, and the majority is coming from the higher sales volume, and of course it's related to the ongoing improvement on our stations as well as takeover of the OMV stations, and of course higher demand resulting from the positive macro development. Also positive contributions by 21 million fuel margins, and non-fuel sales positively contributed by 28 million. That's basically related to the expansion of the Stop Cafe concept and various promotions which were run in the first quarter this year. Now moving to the cash flow and the balance sheet, starting from the cash flow, we generated a very solid operating cash flow before the net working capital, almost 4.8 billion. When we adjust this by the increase of net working capital, 2.7 billion, we generated the pure operating cash flow at the level of 2 billion. CapEx spendings, as we planned, almost 1.3 billion, offset by inflow from our cash pool by 1 billion. So all in all, the free cash flow was at the level of 1.8 billion. Moving to the next slide, the financial position. So we maintain a high level of cash at the end of the first quarter, 4.5 billion, very strong cash position. When we take a look on the standard ratios, the financial gearing, negative levels, so nothing to comment. Also the net debt, negative. So simply the company is debt-free, having the 4.5 billion cash at the end of the quarter. So summarizing, very strong balance sheet and a very stable financial situation. Now moving to the operational update and outlook, a few words about the insurance claim. So first of all, it's worth to mention that both plants are back to full operation. And when it comes to the steam cracker unit, so the total claim is at the level of 14 billion. Out of this, 7.9 billion was already recognized in our financial results in 2016. When it comes to the FCC unit, the total claim is 1.2 billion. 1 billion was recognized in the first quarter of 2016. And it's worth to mention that the compensation, of course, depends on the final agreement with the reinsurers. We are continuing discussing, explaining different variables which we were using in our models. Also, some explanation about the scope, timing. So I wouldn't like to go to too much details. All in all, we think that we will be in position once everything goes smoothly to submit the final settlement in the third quarter 2017. It's worth to mention that once we announced our strategy and you in March, so just the some highlights. Of course, we are focusing on the delivering good financial results, which we proved during the first quarter, completion of PE3 investment by the end of 2018. The improvement of the efficiency of the production operation. We continue to build a strong retail network. And what's interesting for the financial markets and investors, we would like to maintain dividend payments and secure the financial standings. Also, it's worth to mention that during the first quarter, the Unipetrol established the Unipetrol Foundation. And the foundation, the main goal for this foundation is to support students in the natural and chemical fields. We would like to finance some scholarship programs paid through this foundation, paid students internships, grant programs for the high school. And also would like to popularize and develop of natural and technical fields among the coming generation. And a few words about the introduction of EFECTA fuels. So EFECTA 95 and EFECTA diesel was newly developed as advanced fuel on our Benzyna network stations. So till the end of March, this fuel is available on all our Benzyna stations. And we are just finalizing the rebranding of all stations with this new fuel available on our stations. At last but not least, even the most important, yesterday, the board of directors decided to propose to the company's general meeting to pay 1.5 billion for dividend. This amount represents 8.3 Czech crowns per share and corresponding with the dividend yield of 4.74% of the average capitalization of the Unipetrol for 2016. So that's it from my side. I think that we are right now open for the Q&A session. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from David Lamak, Fio Banca. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations to great results for the first quarter. I have three questions. First one regarding the insurance payment. As a follow-up, are you now negotiating a final payment in one amount with insurers, or can we rather expect any partial payment again anytime soon? The second question would be in relation to PE3. If you can give us another update, how much has been already spent on construction so far, and also if you can still expect that it will be fully operational sometime in the second half of the next year. And the third question, if you can remind us if there is any planned outage in the refinery or petrochemical segment for the rest of the year or not. Thank you.
Okay, answering to the first question regarding the insurance claim, we are not in the phase of the final negotiation, so we are rather still in the phase when we are providing some additional explanation to this material, which we already shared with reinsurers. Of course, the all issue is quite complicated. There are many variables in our models, so we are receiving more and more questions from the loss adjusters team. So we are providing this information, and of course we are getting back, once we provide more information, we are receiving more questions. So still, I would say that from FCC unit we are pretty much close to the final settlement. We haven't started yet the final negotiation, but it's something which seems to be less complicated regarding the steam cracker. As I mentioned at the end of the, almost at the end of my presentation, we most probably should be prepared to the some third quarter for the final negotiation, hopefully. During the second quarter, we have a discussion about the next payment, but I cannot say anything more whether it will be realized or not. Of course, once we will have some agreement for the next partial payment or we will move it to the final stage of the negotiation, that's something which I cannot say anything at this stage now. Then the second question was about the PE3 investment. So far we spent 3.7 billion, so still almost 5 billion to go. About the timing, yes, we are still hoping that we will be able to have the mechanical completion by the end of the year. Whether it means that we will be in a full speed, that's rather a question about how the commissioning phase and all the tests will go. But our aim is that we would like to have mechanical completion at least, and to operate on spec the first quarter 2019. And the third question was?
Plant
shutdown. So we had to shut down the steam cracker for almost 25...
Plant. Further plant.
Future. Plant shutdown. So for this year, we don't have any significant plans for the shutdowns. Next year is planned the turnaround in Kralup. For this year, rather preventive maintenance shutdowns, nothing significant like turnarounds or of course it may we may face something once there will be some collision with the PE3 investment, but there is nothing which we have scheduled.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Miroslav Frayer, Komerční banka. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation. Maybe I have a follow-up to the new one, PE steam cracker, because I've heard some comment in the past that it's not clear if this new unit will replace the old one, PE1, or these units or both of them will operate in the future together. So and the explanation was that decision depends on persisting demand for lower quality polyethylene. So my question is, how do you see the situation now? If there is possibility that both of them will operate in the future? Thank you.
That's everything depends on the ethylene balance. Once, because also we are thinking about how to increase yields on the ethylene, having the different feedstock, having the possibilities of the external deliveries. So we are analyzing situation, and we are not excluding to continue the operation of PE1, at least at the limited scope, but that's something which we are keeping in mind, looking at how the market will develop. We are still in the analyzing phase. The PE1 runs normally, so the only question is whether we will continue to spend for the future maintenance for PE1, and we are carefully observing the market. Once it will bring us additional value, then of course this is something which we are considering.
In case of continuing operation of PE1, can we expect additional big investments to this unit or not?
Rather not. That would be the only the stay in maintenance kind of capex, not a big development. The unit is running. Still, there is high demand for the product from this unit. So we will keep observing the market, and once we will have the opportunity to place this product, of course, this is something which our sales marketing have to find the answer for this, whether we will continue or not. We still have, I believe, time for the final decision.
Okay, thank you.
We have no other questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions. Dear speaker, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, thank you, operator. If there are no any further questions, let me thank you for your participation on today's conference call. And let me wish you a good day. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.